New York I.S.O. Meeting Briefs, December 16-19, 2025, written by Vincent Gabriel, and read by an automated voice.
Installed Capacity Working Group. The final meeting of the Installed Capacity Working Group for the year, held December 16, focused on proposed manual changes for several projects. These include the alternative ICAP market parameters and the Control Area System Resource Capacity Market Participation projects, which are to facilitate the integration of the Champlain-Hudson Power Express transmission line. The parameters are to accommodate the line if it is late in beginning operation, as it will have a major impact on market prices and reliability. The CAS revisions would patch a few linguistic holes regarding how the manual addresses equipment failures.
New York I.S.O. will seek approval of the changes from the Business Issues Committee at its next meeting in January.
Both projects have related tariff revisions pending before FERC. The ISO also presented its market vision plan to stakeholders, emphasizing familiar themes of a changing grid, decreasing reliability margins, and the role of capacity and energy markets in meeting the energy and reliability needs of New York. The plan is a high-level overview of the timeline of major projects the ISO is undertaking, including the Capacity Market Structure Review, CHP integration and handling the grid's transition to winter peaking, among many other projects.
New York I.S.O. also presented improvements it is working to develop for the thunderstorm alert settlement system because of issues that arose in July.
Currently, TSA settlements are reviewed manually, which can be time-consuming. Finally, the ISO presented a brief update confirming that it would continue the storage as transmission project into 2026. Management Committee.
The Management Committee on December 17 approved two motions recommending the Board of Directors approve and file the tariff revisions for the Improved Duct Firing Modeling Project and the Hydro-Quebec-New York I.S.O. Interconnection Agreement. The committee also heard brief presentations of the accomplishments of New York I.S.O. under the 2025 Strategic Plan, and a repeat of the November Operations Report.
Transmission Planning Advisory Subcommittee. The Transmission Planning Advisory Subcommittee on December 18 received a project update on the model development for the 2025-2044 System and Resource Outlook Study. The study has nailed down a model for the base case and inputs for several other cases. Cost modeling will be finalized for all cases in the coming weeks. CAS also received an extremely short update on New York I.S.O.'s compliance with FERC Order 1920. Stakeholders were informed of the timeline of tariff revision development with a tentative filing date of April 30, 2026. Load Forecasting Task Force. The Load Forecasting Task Force heard a presentation December 19 on the 2026 peak load forecast.
New York I.S.O. forecasts a peak load of 31,578.6 megawatts, roughly half of which is located in the New York City suburbs, Long Island, and the city itself.